What's up, everybody? It is another edition of this Hero Redskins podcast. Rob Woodfork here with you, alongside George Wallace, who happens to be the beat reporter for said Redskins. So,
Why are we working during the bye week, by the way?
Why are we? Because
you're going to tell everybody?
We are dedicated.
All right, good.
Because we are who we are, and that's how we roll. Well, this is how the Redskins roll after four games. They are 1-3. So that's where it is. They beat Oakland, a much-needed win, which, by the way, George Wallace called almost exactly. You called him 27-17.
Yep.
There was 24-14.
It's so all right. We'll still take the 10-point win.
Yeah, got the 10-point win, so I'll grant you that. All right, after these first four games, are they as bad as the 1-3 suggests?
Well, you know what the old saying is, you are what your record is, and that's what Mike Shanahan says, Bill Parcells. They all have said it.
So, they all say it.
So that is what they have to go by. I think that what you can look at is a number of things that we can get into. A, the NFC East is just awful.
Putrid.
Okay.
They're 1-3 and only one game out of first place.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, and play Dallas in 2 weeks, potentially for tie for first place.
There you go.
Okay. I think you have seen progression in each game from the offense. I think you saw heck of a defense performance against Oakland. Granted, it was Matt Flynn, who has now been, by the way, delegated to third string.
Yep.
After Terrell Pryor comes back this
and
week.
And he played like it.
He did. He did. Sacked seven times, threw the pick six. But you know what? It's one of those things. That's football. McFadden got hurt, Pryor's hurt. It happens, right?
Right.
Everybody has to deal
and
with injuries.
And the Redskins lost their starting running back over the course of that game, too.
Right. So that's, you know, that happened. So they need to take advantage of it, and they did. Now, going forward, we'll see. You're not going to get the offenses all the time like Oakland. But they needed the confidence, as each member of that team said. They don't care how you win. You take a win and you move on. Now you have the bye week. You get a chance to heal up. Logan Paulson's banged up. Alfred Morris banged up a little bit. Jordan Reed banged up. So maybe you get a chance to heal up a little bit and see the offense take another step next week. You're going to see a familiar foe in Dallas. So I think that the win was much needed. Are they as bad as 1-3? You have to say yes because they are 1-3.
Right.
But you do see signs of life.
You do. And like you said, with the offensive progression, that's sort of the key. The defense is going to have to play closer. I don't think they're going to get seven sacks every week.
No, no, no.
But they have to play closer to what we saw in Oakland versus how awful they played against Philly and against Green Bay and for stretches against Detroit. Now, that's four games that we have behind us now, 12 looking ahead.
Nice.
And this is, I know, this is quick math, man. This is quick math.
Look,
I'm on top of
quarter,
this stuff.
It's a quarter of the season, like
it's
we talked about. You
right.
know, the coaches think of it as a quarter of the season, so you play four quarters.
And the second quarter consists of Dallas, Chicago, Denver, San Diego.
The by next, the way, Denver, I think, just scored again on Philly, by the way.
There
Sorry,
you go.
Philadelphia fans.
And they probably have a preemptive touchdown against the Redskins. They're just that good right now. And then the next four, you're looking at Minnesota, Philadelphia, San Francisco on a Monday night, and New York.
On a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
That could be a decent stretch right there if you're looking ahead, considering where things are now. Now, granted, the Giants could be a completely different team in a few weeks.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
But, you know, you look at a chance to go to Minnesota, Philadelphia, okay, the next four coming up are going to be pretty tough, but please continue. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, no, no. You're good. You're good. This is your show, sir. This is your show.
Not my show.
Final, the final quarter, the fourth quarter, if you will, Kansas City at Atlanta, Dallas at New York. Now, I look at that schedule.
Yes.
And I don't think that that is a murderer's row by any stretch. The only games that really scare me, per se, I'm high on Kansas City. I told you before the season I thought that they were going to be much better than people thought they would be. San Francisco, potentially, although they're playing 500 ball right now.
And that game's here.
And that game is at home. You have to play at Denver. You can pretty much, I don't even think they need to play that game. They're going to lose that one. So,
wow.
I mean, those are the only.
Chicago's tough now. I mean,
Chicago's tough now, but Jay Cutler, remember. He's Jay Cutler. And remember, D'Angelo Hall, he's a fan Cutler's. That's his buddy.
Four times. And the Chargers, too, coming east. They beat Dallas. Okay. You know, you worry about those West Coast teams coming here, but, you know, so yeah, you're right.
I think the Redskins are
awful.
Equal to or better than at least half of the teams that are on their remaining
schedule.
I agree
with that.
So you look at the final 12 games, they need to go. What, 8-4?
Well, let's be honest. 8-8 is going to win the NFC East and get you a playoff game.
The way things are playing out right now, that's a distinct possibility. Now, to get to 8-8, they obviously have to win 7 of those.
Right.
But if you go 8-4 down the stretch, then you give yourself an opportunity with 9 wins.
Because you think of winning the division, you automatically get a playoff game at home. So that's what happened last year.
And nobody in this division is going to be good enough to get a wild card.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to win the division.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. The thing that you hope for is that when you take a look at the team like Philadelphia, are they going to be able to right the ship this year? I don't see it.
I don't either.
I don't see it happening this year for them. The Giants, who knows what Andrew Roll said that day, they're going to go 12-0. Okay, great. But they're 0-4 and fighting amongst each other. Who knows what direction that's going to go.
Right.
And then Dallas, Romo's going to make a mistake eventually. You just know that's coming. So
Romo's going to blow at least 2 games. Yeah.
So you know that that's all in front of them, in front of the Redskins now, which is good. And you just hope that Griffin continues to get better and he hits his stride maybe in the second half of the season. Granted, is he going to be back to where he was last year? And we can't keep talking about that. Nobody knows. But the thing you just hope is that he gets better and stays injury-free and starts to get some of that back by the end of the season. I know you don't want to keep comparing it to Adrian Peterson, but last year, not till week 7 and 8 when he started getting consistent.
Exactly. And that's what I expect from RG3. I don't think he's necessarily going to go on a record-breaking pace like Peterson did, but he certainly has the ability and the opportunity to go on a bit of a roll here towards the end. So have you changed your prediction for where you think they are?
Well, I had them at 11-5, so I'm not going to.
So did I.
Yeah, I'm not going to, they're going to go 10-2? No.
I don't think so, but you know what? Last year I picked them to go 9-7, and they already had 6 losses going into their bye week.
True.
And I didn't back off of my 9-7, and they actually did me one better.
Well, I can't back off now. We're still in early October.
Yeah, they've got 3 losses. Yeah. I predicted 5. So I'm not backing off it until they get their last.
Well, we can't. People throw things at us.
Right, exactly. And
they do that already, but you don't want to give them any more reason to.
Yeah, I don't want to give them validation for that. So until they get their 6th loss, I'm not backing off of it. However, you're right. They're going to have to go 10-2 in order to pull that off, and it doesn't look real likely. But certainly this is a team that can make that stretch run, and the schedule doesn't necessarily set itself up for that. But I like their chances to at least make a run at the division, if not pull it off.
Well, when you think about it, there's just between now and the midpoint of the season, there's just one game against Dallas. And you know the NFL does that now. They backload that division, division game, so they have a chance to make up ground or keep things in front of them heading down the stretch. So we'll see what happens.
And much like last year, 5 of their division games come out of the bye week.
Yep.
So if they win those games again, then that makes things very interesting. All right, well, we are going to talk to you guys in advance of the Dallas game next week. So for George Wallace, I'm Rob Woodfork. Be sure to check out the NFL recap on WTOP.com. George Wallace always here doing Redskins-related material because he's the beat reporter. That's what we pay him for. We'll talk to you guys later.